Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. This is the second part of our Grumpy Kickstarter special. So on with the show. So then it's the Modular Buildings and Ruins 4 Gamers.
Yes,
which was very true
Kickstarter. A guy,
yep, that's why I went in.
Wanted to upgrade his lasers. He wanted to upscale his current existing 15 mil buildings, yep, to support 20 and 28s. He hopelessly got his timescales wrong.
Yeah.
And his cutting estimates wrong.
Yes. But having spoken to Walter a couple of times at shows, and he's a nice guy.
I know Walter.
We are, but there is one thing outstanding for that. We are due some floor inserts, aren't we, for the buildings, I think?
Yes, we are. But I ordered a whole load of 28 mil, and there were problems with upscaling to 28 mil that they hadn't anticipated. But unlike other Kickstarters that have been late, I have no problems with this one because it was a true me get it up and running.
We need an A3 laser to do this. We can't afford it any other way. Please, ask, can we have some money? Yeah.
Yeah. And the quality of the final product is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, I got some 15 mil stuff from them in that Kickstarter, and the stuff I've put together, it looks really, really good.
Yeah, I saw
it. 28 mil stuff must look fantastic.
Oh, it looks stunning. I saw it when I was over at Mike's last week. And it is superb.
The massive mill building, didn't you, in 28? How big is that thing?
The base plate on it is 22 inches by 14.
Crazy.
It's a gaming table just on the mill. Then I did a board game, Spy or Die Trying, that has delivered. I haven't played the game yet, but Conrad and I both did that. Then a card game. Card games are always really cheap to back. They're like £6 or something. I did one called The Agents, which is another spy-type thing, which has some interesting mechanics. Then I had a couple of ones that got cancelled.
Gates of Antares, by any chance?
No, I wasn't in Gates of Antares.
I think I was.
I wasn't in that because I didn't go into it because I never thought it was going to make its funding.
Besides, you probably got a personal phone call from Rick about it, didn't you?
See, I went in with that one on the thing. Again, it was it felt like what Kickstarter was about.
I was away and I got to it like the third day of it was running, and it was obvious from then it was never ever going to make its target.
Yeah, the cries of, well, I'm not getting enough miniatures, why would I bother?
Yeah.
Well, you don't even know what they're going to look like yet because half the races aren't really defined. So
the entitled culture. And then a game system, a game that I've been looking for is sort of a mid-level fantasy game, you know, the 20 to 30 model fantasy game. Mm-hmm. Effectively fantasy saga. And so Conrad and I discussed, and we went in on Wrath of Kings, which is really, really pretty miniatures. Mm.
Now, when you say Conrad, it is just Conrad and yourself from York, so none of your locals went in for that, Mike?
No.
You two aren't exactly local.
No, the locals went in as well.
Okay.
So there are several local folks who've got a couple of factions, because that was the most economical one to do, get the two factions and stuff. So I think between us locally, we have all the available factions and things. So I've played a couple of games with the beta rules, just proxying stuff out. It's a lot of fun. It plays really interesting. It's got some really interesting mechanics. They've obviously borrowed from a lot of games. It's got there's some Malifaux type things in there. There's some War Machine type things in there with sort of control radiuses and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone talks about innovative mechanics and this, that and the other, but it's always a mishmash of what's gone before, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's quite good. Then what did I do? Then I did another card game, which is called Bell of the Ball.
Bell End of the Ball.
Yeah, we knew you were going to go somewhere like that.
Which is a princesses at a carnival type card game.
Oh, I can see why that would be right up your alley. Did you go in on that one, Ben? Seems your
no,
sort of thing.
Yes, no. I was wondering if it was like the board game Ladies and Gentlemen, but I guess it's not.
No. I've got quite a lot. Why have I got so many?
I mean, the next thing I get is Folio. I mean, I'd imagine there's quite a lot between.
Oh no, I've got one between. Okay. I've got one more before Folio, which is Shadows of Brimstone, which is a cooperative dungeon crawl game. I love dungeon crawl games. It's got a massive amount of figures in it. There's a club, one of the local clubs is a very non-serious gaming club. I've talked about them before, the old Buckingham Club. And it's one of those clubs that you turn up on the Sunday. They only meet once a month. You turn up on a Sunday with a game and people will just play it regardless. They don't know the rules or anything. It's where a lot of homegrown rule sets get tried out. But a lot of people there like playing dungeon crawls because you just turn up, you get given a character, you roll some dice for 3 or 4 hours, you go home again.
Yeah, kill things. Walk forward, kill things, yeah. Steal treasure. Awesome.
Yeah.
What can go wrong?
So I did that one. And then I had I did Folio.
That's actually one that I wish I had gone in on because having seen the quality of some of the photos that have come out of people using their Folios, they do look very good.
I mean, I haven't used my. I sort of put it together quickly, but I haven't really got around to using it yet. But yeah, it's interesting Kickstarter, I thought.
Yeah.
Again, you know, they
and it delivered yeah. quickly.
Oh, it's like something I'd like to pick up when it's on general sale, I think.
Yeah, I'll certainly get one when I mean I've looked for one since you know people started putting their pictures up, and I went searching to see if it was kind of out on a kind of a general retail basis, but doesn't appear to be yet.
I have to say, the inserts smell a bit odd.
Yes, but, they do.
Yeah, but there you go.
Well, define odd.
There is a definite odour with them.
It's not like new book, nice odour. It's
all right.
Yeah, but anyway.
Then, Dave, the next one is your fault.
Well, you know, quite
is that
possibly.
The 15mm ancients?
Yes.
Yes!
You can't have ancients in too many scales, can you?
No, definitely not.
So yes, old people gaming. I did that one.
I mean, that one is delayed, but the guy's come on and said he's not going to apologise for making sure his sculpts are as good as he can make them.
Just well, they do look Westwind?
Yes.
It's Westwind, yeah. And they do look pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen, and they put some, there was an update recently, wasn't there?
Yeah.
He's done, yeah, and there's a reasonable amount out there. It looks pretty good. Had a quick look at the rules.
Really good. I would be worried about the quality of their metal, though.
Okay.
Because I've had some of the Westwind historical stuff in the past, and it's the white metal they've used has been quite brittle. Lots of snapped ankles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that they're trying to get, because they're trying to make this their new premier range.
Mm.
So I think they're using the same casters that they use for the
Empire of the Dead stuff. Yeah, which certainly seems a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anyone's had a quick flick through the rules. I can't see them. They didn't sort of grab me straight away that I would play them over any other ancient game that I'd already play, to be honest.
I've been looking at using Hail Caesar.
Okay.
For it.
Chances are I'll probably base them for Impetus and then, or use the bases to sabo up for Impetus, but probably Impetus I'll be playing, I think, with them.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a copy of Hail Caesar. I think I got it from you, Matt.
You did. I did chuck it your way because we were talking about something else, weren't we?
It was
Crusades. Was it for the Crusades we were talking about it for, or something else?
No, I wanted it for the Barbarians.
For your Barbarians. That's so, right. Yeah. I like Impetus as well.
I think it's a good balance between we've probably sent Ben to sleep by now. A good balance between sort of the detail and the grind and the fast fun play that you get in Ancient sometimes.
I like the element basing. I'm always a fan. Any rule set we don't have to take individual figures off as casualties is a good thing for me.
Yeah, I agree. And with the ancient games, it's my preference.
Well, I'm going to do Macedonians out of my Kickstarter, and then I'll just play whatever rule sets people want to play against, really.
I mean, I haven't really decided yet, and I sort of gone. You weren't the only person I bullied into that one. Although, bullied, it's not hard with my friend Inskip, but yeah, so we need to agree what period we're going to. But we're both trying to avoid me getting Romans and him getting Greeks, because that tends what happens.
Right.
So we're going to try and do something a bit different with that one. So it might end up with some Alexander Macedonians, I'm not sure. or go late.
Yeah, no,
or
I went into it knowing that that's what I was going to do, because I've always wanted a Macedonian army.
Yeah.
And I started it once with Foundry 28mm.
Mm.
But it was just so much to paint that I went, no, never going to do it. So,
so you'll need a Persian opponent, really.
I will.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, and Persians are really I've looked at, because they cover quite a lot of period, you know, quite a lot of time. So,
yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I've only got two left.
I've only sort of got two left. One of them is for the Dice Tower podcast I listen to.
Oh, well, I have the Wild West Scenics for TT from TT Combat,
mm-hmm.
Which is basically just a whole load of terrain, because I just keep building up the terrain collections so that I've got enough to, you know, do a whole load of tables for whatever gaming system I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Mm. Might be useful for the old Tractor Festival in the future, perhaps.
Yeah, so I'm a sucker for basically terrain Kickstarters, and then the last one, and you'd have thought I'd have learnt my lesson from Relic Knights, is Forgotten King.
Really? Oh, so you dropped out of Guild Ball in the end then?
I dropped out of Guild Ball. Mm-hmm. We all dropped out of Guild Ball locally.
Mm.
We came to the realization we didn't know enough about the teams.
Uh-huh.
And how they were going to play. And the way that the players around here work is we all do have very distinct types of play style, right. And we sort of gravitate towards certain things.
See, because I spent, while the Kickstarter was still running, I spent quite a few weeks actually playing Guild Ball, because obviously they put out their beta rules and they put out their paper dollies, and really, really enjoyed it.
Well, I played a couple of games. Mm. It was okay, but with the teams as they were, there seemed to be some imbalances, and we couldn't work out what it was offering over the other skirmish games that we were playing.
Okay.
Because it was still... It's the games that we played still degenerated into beating each other up.
I see. Yeah. I think if against that game, if you can get the fishermen to score quickly and then hang on, you'll win quite easily with them. And it's finding out the tricks and things. I really enjoyed it. I actually really like that game. I'm looking forward to that shipping.
Mm. And in fairness, having seen... I mean, I ummed and ahed about it, and as I was umming about getting into it, everybody locally got out of it, so I never did.
Mm-hmm.
But having actually seen the sculpts in the flesh, because at SmogCon, they had some of the Resin Masters there.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it looks like it's one where... Because the concept art has been absolutely fantastic.
Well,
and it looks like the figures are going to live up to the concept art, because they look like superb sculpts.
I mean, the other thing they've been doing, actually, sort of most odd weeks, they've been having a live sculpt session on Twitch TV.
Yeah,
that's been really interesting to watch.
Yeah. Russ is I imagine that we'll get back into it mm-hmm. when it hits retail.
Yeah, well, which is actually from the Guild Ball team. Actually, it's probably the best thing they can actually hear. Because, you know, that's where they're going to survive or not, is through the retail.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly what we discussed mm-hmm. when we discussed getting out of it is, yeah, we will probably all pick it back up at retail.
Yeah.
It's just not the right time for us to be picking it up now.
So, one interesting thing we've picked out, or I've sort of picked out from that, is that you've stopped kickstarting a lot, Mike, or you've reduced what you're actually pledging.
Yeah.
Is that generally as you've got slightly... disenchanted with the whole process? Or, you know, it's not very discerned. It's not, wow, new, shiny, must back.
I think that's fair. I mean, someone was showing me one today, etched brass stuff.
All right.
Yeah, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's nice. And a year ago, I would have gone, here, have some money. Now it's, no, I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I'd sort of, before Guild Ball, I'd sort of said, if, you know, I'm not going to kickstart anything else until most of my Kickstarters have shipped. And obviously that was always terminal, because Relic Knights, we know, is going to be the anchor that slowed that down. But I just can't see, it's got to really be a standout thing for me for Kickstarter, or it's something that I think is worthwhile and you're hoping to start them off and they'll go off and be a successful company. Yeah. I certainly can't see myself backing another Cool Mini or Not style thing.
Oh, well, you see, that's interesting, right? So Cool Mini or Not, of course, and Soda Pop or Ninja Dungeon or whatever they're called now.
Uh-huh. Division.
Division obviously had this massive falling out because Cool Mini or Not kickstarted Arcadia, which is obviously a direct shot at Super Dungeon Explore. And I looked at that, and I just got annoyed with Cool Mini for doing that. And so I have backed Forgotten King, the second version of Super Dungeon Explore, because it doesn't invalidate any of my existing stuff, and it solves my one fundamental problem with playing those sorts of games in my family, is that it gives you fully cooperative play.
Right.
So that we're not, you know, it's not me versus Mrs. M and the kids. It's all four of us versus thing. And that's why Zombicide is so successful in our house, is that it's all of us playing together. Mm. And that's what Forgotten King's going to be. Now, I could have just waited until I picked up at retail, but one of the big problems with getting these big box games from the States is picking them up in retail here is really, really difficult.
Yeah. And paying the shipping fees from the States is horrendous.
Yeah. So I might as well kickstart. I realize I'm cutting the retailer out of their money, but I might as well kickstart it because it means that I get a copy, and it's not, have you got a copy of this? And it's like getting a copy of the Firefly board game. Have you got a copy of Firefly? Have you got a copy of Firefly? Have you got a copy of Firefly? Oh, I can't get it. It's out of stock at the distributor.
I know someone with a copy of Firefly, but that's by the by.
Well, I know someone who's got a copy of
it. Is
it
Rick Priestley?
No, we know other people other than Rick Priestley.
Is it Jervis? Is it Gav? Is it Andy? Is it all of these sort of glitterati?
We just spent quite a lot of time reading through what Mike has kickstarted. Which may or may not make fantastic listening.
I didn't even mention mine, Perry.
Well, that's all right, we're going to tell you. So what have you kickstarted, Ben?
Me? What did I start with? First thing I kickstarted was a video game. It was Broken Sword 5. I think a lot of the computer game companies that are doing it, like, you see a lot of people bring stuff, old school things back.
Yeah.
And a lot of time it's just so they don't have to go to a publisher, we want to do this game, and they're like, is it Call of Duty 85? And they're like, no. And they're like, oh, we don't want to do it. So they just get past that or Kickstarter, so that's cool. And that's all come through now. I haven't had my physical reward from it just yet, but they were making sure that their game was out first, because it's on iOS and other stuff as well. So
sounds reasonable.
Which is fair enough. Then I backed a digital card game called Soulforge. It's made by the people that make Ascension, and that's a fun little game. Then Relic Knights for myself as well, which obviously we're all waiting for.
Yes.
I backed that quite heavily as well. So, you know, it's just a time where I had the money
to throw
away.
When everyone is playing Relic Knights and you're going, oh, please let me have a game of Relic Knights, because otherwise I've got no one to play with, and please, and we all go, no, you can't, because you laughed at us on a podcast, then you'll feel bad.
No, Mike, because all I go is, look at this, Mike, look, it's shiny. You're like a cat with a laser pointer. Look, shiny new thing, Mike. Oh, let's do that. And then
I'm like a cat with a laser pointer. In Her Majesty's name.
All right. I was about to say, and I'm just as bad, and we do kind of feed off each other. And
yeah, it's not good.
And I'll let Ben finish his list, but then I want to come back to a question around Kickstarter about that. So please continue, okay. Ben.
After Relic Knights, I did actually back another Cool Mini or Not thing, but I got that. That's Guilds of Cadrillon. It was a board game-ish thing. It was a cardboard game. Turnaround on that was actually pretty good, pretty quick. They didn't really do any extras, I don't think. So, oh, they did. They did like a nicer, tidy box and big board and stuff, which I bought, and that all came through on time, and it's good quality, so can't complain about that. Then back to Ascension Online, but they also did, with that, they did an early access to the next physical product of it early. And for us, actually, over here, it was like a good month early and cheaper, oddly. So that was good just to back and essentially, yeah, use it as a pre-order then, but also just to push them into doing that as a game. Then it's Guild Ball for myself. And then the last thing I backed was Chaos Reborn. which is Julian Gollop game of Chaos, which was like older than me basically, but Julian Gollop games, pretty good. He's a guy who made XCOM, so yeah. And that's actually
XCOM is brilliant.
You can actually play a version of Chaos Reborn online right now.
I'm talking on the podcast.
It's pretty cool.
That'd be rude.
But yeah, not not literally right now, but
well, you said right now.
Person listening can, but yeah, and that's a sort of like a grid-based sort of tactical strategy game thing. It's interesting. It was cool. So that was sort of low level pledge though, as well, money wise, because it is a pretty simple game. So that's me. But yeah, the most money I've sunk into anything is Relic Knights, which obviously is, yeah, it's just
shut up. Spoons. You can have spoons, you know.
I've got a faction you can have. I probably only want one of the two I pledged for. I didn't go in that mad.
Yeah, out of interest then, what did you... I have to say money figures, but how much stuff are you expecting to be getting then, Dave?
I went into the... I went for the double saviour, but I split it with a friend. So I'm basically in for two factions. With very little add-on. In fact, no add-ons by the time it works.
The saviour's three factions, isn't it?
It was double saviour, wasn't it? Which was... Because the saviour was two, wasn't it? And double saviour's... I think so. Can't remember. Four factions, but I'm splitting it with someone.
What did you get, Mike?
I did double saviour as well.
So I ended up going even further than that.
Which one did you get?
I did. You've got to get them all. I did. You've got to get them all. Yeah. But
you're one of the 30 backers and got to get them all.
I guess so. Well, the thing is, I wasn't originally backed in that. I think I was backed in on like one of the sort of. I get like you guys, just like two factions sort of pledge, but end up when you put all the money into the extras, the way their Kickstarter worked, it worked out better just to go into the Got to Get 'Em All and then do all the swaps that they did. Because I'm not actually getting all six factions, I'm getting three.
Yeah.
But it's just the way it worked out that it was a bit odd. Just add
I'm getting three out of the four that Double Saviour did. And I traded in for some extras. But unfortunately, I didn't know what Super Dungeon Explorer was before I did the Pledge Manager, so I didn't actually order any of the Super Dungeon Explorer extras.
Yeah, I did know about it, but I didn't know anybody had it, so...
And that's the end of the second part of the Grumpy Kickstarter special. Until next time, I've been Mike, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.